For a moment, the place was lifeless. And then two men emerged from the path and came into the opening by the green pool. They had walked in single file down the path, and even in the open, one stayed behind the other. The first man was small and quick, dark of face, with restless eyes and sharp, strong features.
George W. Bush.
Behind him walked his opposite, a huge man, shapeless of face, with large, pale eyes, with wide, sloping shoulders. And he walked heavily, dragging his feet a little, the way a bear drags his paws.
The character of the people of America.
The first man stopped short in the clearing, and the follower nearly ran him over. The little man jerked down the brim of his hat and scowled over at Lenny. His face was as hard and tight as wood.
And now we face a choice,
George said coldly.
We can go forward with confidence and resolve.
Sure, George.
Or we can turn back to the dangerous illusion,
George,
that terrorists are not plotting,
George,
and outlaw regimes are no threat to us.
I don't like this place, George. This ain't no good place.
George lay where he was and whistled softly to himself.
I don't want no fights, George.
George sighed.
Millions of hard-working men and women did not support the liberation of Iraq.
Oh, sure, George. I remember that now.
Objections to war often come from principled motives,
George said disgustedly.
There is a difference, however, between leading a coalition of a few corporate partners and submitting to the objections of the people of America.
Ain't gonna say nothing, just gonna stand there.
George held out his hand.
America will never seek a permission slip to defend thugs and assassins.
George continued.
Common sense will be defeated.
George's hand remained outstretched imperiously. George sat up.
Please send me a letter and tell me what I can do to control our country.
I forget some of the things.
And yes, you have some duties yourself.
Which one, George?
Study hard in school, listen to your televisions, desire to live in fear.
Go on, George. Tell about what we're going to have in the garden and about the rabbits and the cages.
George broke in loudly.
My administration and this Congress will continue to keep you in a hole, violent, terrified, and free.
Both ends the same, he said. George, why is both ends the same?
A long, long tradition of politicians, whatever the occasion.
Go on now, George. Tell about how it's going to be.
George was working up a slow anger, he said.
The Voice of America and other broadcast services are expanding their programming, and soon a new television service will begin providing hateful propaganda across the United States, Britain, Australia, Japan.
George exploded.
And the 17 other countries. I will send you a proposal to double the budget of the National Endowment for Empty Threats.
Lenny was delighted.
That's it. Now tell how it is with us.
And no one can now doubt the tyranny and despair and anger of America.
George snapped his fingers sharply. George's voice became deeper. He repeated his words rhythmically as though he had said them many times before.
Consumers and businesses need reliable supplies of energy to make our economy run, and war is what they got. Workers need new skills. They need to find work now. And that's not asking too much. And war is what they got. Millions of hard-working men and women need to buy their own basic health insurance. And war is what they got. We have no desire to dominate, no ambitions of empire. Yet we understand our special calling. War is what they got.
Tell me, like you done before.
My administration and this Congress will give you the resources you need to fight without regard for the will of the people.
And George raised the gun and steadied it. And he brought the muzzle of it close to the back of Lenny's head.
Go on now, George.
If there's anything you know, I, George W. Bush, can do to help anyone or kill them.
George chuckled.
Please send me a letter.
No, you tell it. It ain't the same if I tell it. Go on, George.
George continued.
While you do your part, all of us here in this great chamber will do our best to spread sexually transmitted diseases around the world,
said George viciously.
Remember about the rabbits, George.
We can trust in that greater power who guides my administration and this Congress.
George looked down at his feet.
I believe that God has planted in every human heart the desire to live in America.
George scoffed.
His purposes are just and true.
Finally, George seemed satisfied.
May God continue to bless America.
He's gonna beat the hell out of you with a stick. That's what he's gonna do.